Okay, so Tosan. Yeah, so Tos is here in the beginning of Habal Yivimto, Nun Gimel and Beis, and in a few other places in Shas, in Ksuv is on that Gimel, Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, Yuma Pei Beis. So they're Machadesh, this idea, this din, that Yehar Lo Yavur by Gilei Raos does not apply to an Isha, because she's Karka Olam. They don't think it's a Chiddush, they think it's obvious in the Gemara Sanhedrin, but other deists in Tosis and other deists in Rishonim assume there are other, and Balamor or Ramban that we've seen, assume there are other answers to that Gemara. So it's a chiddush on the part of Tosis that Karka Olam exempts the Isha by Yehag Ve'Avor Gilei Raos. They prove that that's true in general and also as the source from the phantom case of the man who's pushed off a roof and lands on a baby, resulting in the baby's death. There, Tosas assume the man is not chayv in Yehag Ve'Yavor, and they assume the reason for that is because the man is simply karka olam. He's shevi al taisa gamer. He's done no action. He was just pushed off of a roof. And we know that Gilei Raos has learnt in a hekish from Rotzeach. So the same din should apply to Gilei Raos as does to the Rotzeach. That's what I was implying before. That's how Tosfos answer that question that Rishonim have. Then the Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Dalid, where the Gemara says Baha Esther Farhes Yahava. So why didn't the Gemara just say Baha Esther Gilei Raos Hava? And she should be most nefesh. Who cares if it was Farhesi? You don't need it to be a case of Kiddush Hashem. It could be a regular case of Gimel Chamuros. By Kiddush Hashem, I mean, assuming like it was Rishonim that Gimel Chamuros is not Mishum Kiddush Hashem, Ramban. So. It's Gimel Chamuros. Of course she has to give her life. Who cares if her Hesir or not? Answer, it's not really a case of Gilei Raos because there's no Chiyuv Teharig V'Al Tavor when she's Kargola, when she's passive, V'Shevi Al Taisa completely. Okay, so what's the Svar for that? So Tosis continue and tell us, the Svar is that by the din of Rotzeach, Ritzicha, the din of Yehareg V'Yavar Ritzicha is my Chaz D'Dama D'Dach Sumach Tvei. Who's to say that you're more... your life takes precedence. Maybe Dilma Dama Didei Sumak Tvei. Maybe the other guy's Dama Dechavrach is Sumak Tvei. So that Svara, the way Tosas learn it, dictates that a person should always be B'Shevi Al Taisa when they have a conflict between, you know, murder and certain death. So it's best to take a passive role and not make any choices over here. B'Shevi Al Taisa Adif. You can't actively take another person's life. That would be inappropriate. And that's that the Svara is telling you, my chazas. That's a Svara only by Ritzicha, but it gets carried over to Gilei Raos because of the Hekish. It's interesting. I don't have much to add or to say about it, but it's not true in every Tosis. It's worth noting, if you look in our Tosis that starts on Gimel Beis but goes over onto Nadal and Aleph, so there, Tosas say the Svara, but then they add that the Pasuk for Ritzicha, like the source, the proof text for Ritzicha being, which is then Hukash to Naran Rasa, is Ki Kasher Yakum Isha Re'ehu. So Tosas Amadayik, Be'asiyas Maisa Ari Hekesh Dekra. The actual source, the Hekesh, comes from a case of Asiyas Maisa. So not in every place in Tosas they include that, meaning, again, I don't have anything to say about this, just making a point, that generally speaking, the way Tosas presented is that it's Svara, Mineyuvei, internally it's a Svara. What Tosas are adding over here, I think on top of that, not instead of, but on top of that, is that the actual case of Ritzicha that the Torah lays out is one of active, it seems like another place Tosas didn't think they needed that extra proof. So, Reb Chaim, the first one in the Sefer, so Reb Chaim is Medayik in the Rambam, or in the lack of Rambam, that there's no such distinction. The Rambam does not hold of a difference, a chilik between Ish v'Isha by Gilei Raos, that they're both Yehag v'Yavor and Teharag v'Al Ta'avor. And the Rambam disagrees with the concept of Gilei Raos of having a heter of Karka Olam. Chi v'Yehag v'Yavor applies even to the Isha. And what do you do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin that tells us the Kashan? So he says, Parnech Gari Shonim Bezeh. You could answer this Balam, or there's a Ramban, there's another day in Tosfos. You give a different answer to that Gemara. So then the Reb Chaim is bothered, and if you definitely saw, so he sort of, the first paragraph suggests something, but then clearly rejects it and moves on to two other explanations of the Svara. But he first suggests, you know, based on a question, Tzarachin, that Tosis had such a good hechreach. Tzarachin, the hari Tosis hochichu meirosech, the hechad the habishevi al taise, enu mechulib limsar atzma v'lam pasak v'chol gabin tehari al tabor. Tosis do have a good raya that by rotzeach you have such a din of shevi al taise. So why doesn't that taka carry over? So he suggests something initially, shkulos hein, we'll leave it. But then what the Reb Chaim says as the ikar mahalach over here, is he suggests that you have to realize that you can interpret the svara of my chazis really in two different ways. Two ways. Oh, the name of the first possibility. They give the shkul in him, shnehem. These two lives of these people are equal, they're equivalent. Al karchach memela have dina de tzarech, or al kain memela have dina de tzarech lios b'shevi al taisa. So then the result is that it has to be b'shevi al taisa. These two lives are equal. We shouldn't be given the challenge of deciding between them. It's impossible to decide between them. Therefore, shevi al taisa adif, the only option here is to be b'shevi al taisa. Val maisa b'yadayim yahar b'yayavor. So only in a case where it's a ma'aseh b'yadayim, where it's an active ritzicha, it's an active iser of ritzicha, then you should give up your life. But if it's just going to be passive, so you don't have to give up your life. So that's clearly what Tosas understood, correct? Tosas understood that there's a equivalent, there's a challenge of two lives, one against the other, they're equal to each other. You can't decide, so shevi al taisa. O dinema, says Reb Chaim, though, the other way you could read the svara, and this is going to be the Rambam, is the kevan de shkulen hein, again, the two lives are equal, same starting point, but kevan de shkulen hein, mela in a nidches b'fnei mikuach nefesh. Again, the first understanding was, since they're shakul, mela have dina tzarech lehos b'sheve al taisa, since they're shakul, since they're equal, therefore you have to be passive. The second possibility is kevan de shkulen hein, mela in a nidches b'fnei mikuach nefesh. Therefore, it's not nidches, it's not pushed off, because of pikuach nefesh, ve'in chiluk bein shevi al taisa l'maisi b'adayim, del olam ein ba din dechia, u'meil da'ave din de'har ve'yavar b'chol gavnei. V'gavar ritzicha gufam haya shevi al taisa, v'gavar di'yesh ba din ritzicha, gam ken amrin kev neshkulim heim. Ve'in chaveru nidchem mipnei pikuach nafsho, me'meil y'har ve'yavar kev de'lo chala din dechia ba ritzicha. So the second possibility that Reb Chaim raises, which again is what he thinks the Rambam assumes, we'll see soon that maybe it's even muchach in the Rambam. The two lives are equal. Memela, not memela, you should be shevi al taisa. The two lives are equal. Memela, there's no dechia of pikuach nefesh. Usually pikuach nefesh is doche mitzos and isurim. In this case, there is no dechia of the isur ritzicha, regardless of whether it's active or passive. Le'olam ein ba dechia. The isur ritzicha is never nidche, even b'shevi al taisa, to save one's own life. So Tosfos are saying that once you have this stira, you have to sit back and not do anything active. But Reb Chaim is saying in the Rambam, no. Once you have a stira like this, there's no dechia of the Issur Ritzicha. No matter if you're going to do the Issur Ritzicha actively, or if you're going to do the Issur Ritzicha passively. I think we'll come back, I'm not sure if we'll come back to this, so I'll mention it now. The case that Tosfos bring of being pushed off the roof, Reb Chaim assumes, is not an Issur Ritzicha. It's just you're like a Kli, your Kli Zion Bidei HaMashlech, meaning you're just a guy who's being used as a stone, as a weapon. That's not the Issur Ritzicha. If that was a case of Issur Ritzicha, which it's not, so it's really just a theoretical nafkamina, but if it were to be a case of Ritzicha, then in Achanami, you'd have to give up your life rather than be pushed off the roof to fall on the baby. It happens to be that's not a case of an Issur Ritzicha. But what Reb Chaim is saying is that the klal of my chazis is that once you have a stira between two lives, it's not that you can't choose and therefore you sit back and don't do anything, but rather Ritzicha never gets nidches regardless of whether it's active or passive. So this is important. So I was, I had the great merit of learning this Reb Chaim in Rav Twersky's shir a bunch of years ago. And in addition to learning it there, he also wrote up a lot of what we're about to say, these ha'aros they're about to share, in a Beis Yitzchak. So here, one point that he stressed is that the classic raid is that Reb Chaim's second explanation over here is like that of Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Masechet Sanhedrin on the Gemaras of Anayin Dalet, on the Gemaras of Yehagre Yavor, in particular, Maichazis. So Rashi writes that in explaining the Svara of Maichazis, he writes that we're not Dofen Nefesh Chaveru, we're not going to push off the other guy's life when it's me versus him, I'm not going to choose me over him, because Ika Tarti, there's two over here, meaning there's an Neshama and an Avera following. Generally speaking, Rashi explains that that V'chai Bohem is basically Yikara Neshama Achas Mi Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu finds the Neshamas of Yisrael to be so beloved, so precious, that you don't give up a life in order to keep mitzvahs. V'chai Bohem V'lo Sheyamas Bohem. It's too precious Jewish life. So generally speaking, V'chai Bohem, live life, Neshama Shal Yisrael is Doche, the, you know, whatever the Yisr is, V'chai Bohem. However, in this case, this unique case where it's you kill him or I'll kill you, so now there's ikatarti. If you do the equation, it's a neshama yikara neshama achas shel Yisrael versus doing an isra ritzicha and taking another person's life anyways. So the sum total is going to be 2 versus 1 if you take the other person's life. So the isra ritzicha, therefore, can't be nidches because of the yikara neshama achas, because either way you're losing a life over here. If, generally speaking, you want to save your life by violating an Avera, that makes sense. That's V'chai Bohem. But if saving your life is going to result in losing someone else's life, then what do we gain? Someone's life is going to be lost either way. Ikatarti. Someone's life is going to be lost either way. So you're going to have Ibn Neshama V'Avera. We'd rather you choose Ibn Neshama with no Avera. So you have to sit back passively and not do the Isser. So only when there's a net gain of one Jewish life will we say V'chai Bohem. But in our case, either way, someone's going to die, so there's no V'chai Bohem. So, the classic assumption is that this is kind of like what Reb Chaim is getting at as well. That you can't have the Isser Ritzicha be Nidches because you're going to be losing the person's life. It's not worthwhile. But what Tversky pointed out is that Rashi and Reb Chaim diverge in a very critical case that may or may not exist, but it's important. Lu Yitzu, if you can invent a case that the Isser in question that would save the person's life was not an Isser Ritzicha, Rashi would say the same thing. So just as an example, again, just try to pay attention here. The Anas tells Reuven to eat Nevela, and I'll kill Shimon. Or don't eat Nevela, and I'll kill you. Either eat Nevela, and then I'll save your life, but I'll kill Shimon. Or don't eat Nevela, but I'm going to kill you. So in that case, Rashi would say, it's the same thing. It's my chazis. Meaning it's a Yikara Neshama Achas B'Yisrael. So if he told me, eat Nevela or I'll kill you, I would eat the Nevela to save my life. But here, if I eat the Nevela, what's going to happen? He'll kill Shimon. So I could eat the Nevela, do an Avera, and lose Shimon's life. Or I could not eat the Nevela, not do the Avera, and you lose my life but save Shimon's life. So it's 1 versus 2. It's the same Cheshbon for Rashi. So for Rashi, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about an Isser Ritzicha, an Isser Nevela, an Isser, I don't know, whatever, Lashon Hara, it doesn't matter. Whatever Isser you're talking about, Rashi will say it doesn't plug into the regular case of V'chai Bohem if it's going to be Ikatarti, if there's going to be an Avera along with a loss of life. But what Reb Chaim is saying is something different. What Reb Chaim is saying is in the Rambam is that the Isser Ritzicha is not Nidches B'makom that someone's going to die. The Isser Ritzicha is not Nidches because when there's a Stira between two lives, we don't say that you can do Ritzicha not actively nor passively in order to save your life. But Yitachin, within that Svara, Yitachin, that if you had a case where it was eat Nevela or I'm going to kill you, and if you do eat the Nevela, I'm going to kill Shimon, in that case, Reb Chaim would say, well, that's a regular case of V'chai Bohem. There's no Ritzicha versus Ritzicha over here. It's simply a question of eating Nevela, so that's a different Shaila for Reb Chaim than it is for Rashi. And that's Meduyuk in the words of Reb Chaim, because what Reb Chaim says clearly is, Ode Neima in his second daya, Dekeben Eshkulen Heim Memela Eina Nidches. Nidches is going on something, it's modifying something in the Nekeva there. It's modifying the Isser Ritzicha, meaning Eina Nidches. What's not Nidches? Ritzicha is not Nidches. You can't do Ritzicha b'makom that there's going to be Ibud Nefesh. The Gambi Ritzicha Adin Kein, the Eina Nidches, Mepnei Pukar Nefesh, Bechol Gavne. That you can't have a Dechia of Ritzicha. Chaim says this three or four times in the Shtickel, that he's specifically talking about the Isser Ritzicha, is not Nidches b'makom of a Maichaza situation. The pshat for Reb Chaim is that it's sort of like self-contradictory. That if you have kill him or you'll die, it's saying this life or that life, it's a contradiction. You can't choose one life over the other. But if it's an avela versus someone else's life, that's not a contradiction. It's two separate cheshbonos. So this I don't think is in the written shtickel in the Beis Yitzchak. But Rav Tursky B'Shaito said that lechora, Reb Chaim got this from the Rambam himself in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, because the Rambam in Perek Hei in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah writes that when it comes to, he brings the svara, let's say, of Maichazis, so he writes, Davar she'adaz no telo, svara, right? Davar she'adaz no telo hu, she'ein me'abdim nefesh mipnei nefesh. Meaning, the svara of Maichazis, the way the Rambam writes that in his Hebrew, is she'ein me'abdim nefesh mipnei nefesh. That, not that there's a weightiness to the Jewish neshama that gets outweighed by the addition of an avera in the case of Maichazis, no. It's that when you have a nefesh versus a nefesh, we don't choose one over the other. You don't get to be ma'abed one to save your own. You don't get to do the iser ritzicha in order to save your own skin, because that's a tarte de sasre. Ma'abed nefesh l'shem hatzalas nefesh is a tarte de sasre. You can't have ritzicha in order to save your life. It doesn't make sense. So Reb Chaim saw that over there in the Rambam. The Rambam saying that the svara of Maichazis is ein ma'abed nefesh b'nefesh. Not like Rashi said. Not that it's a svara of neshama achas is yakara, but now it's neshama and avera. No, it's ritzicha. The iser ritzicha doesn't make sense to be matir in order to save a person's life, because that's a contradiction minei uvei. Well, it's important not just for learning, also that, but to know this difference between Reb Chaim and Rashi. If we have time, we'll get to it. But the raya that Reb Chaim brings from the Gemara Bava Metzia only makes sense according to his havana of the svara. It doesn't make sense as a raya for the Rambam according to Rashi's havana of Maichazis. Either we'll get to that or you'll look it up. So obviously the svara that we just explained accounts for the din over here, but perhaps the havana of the Rambam in Maichazis and the Chiv Yehag Vayabar applying even B'Shevi Al Taisa, even B'Karka Olam, it might be connected and consistent with the Havana overall of the Rambam in Kiddush Hashem and Yehag Vayabar in general. This is a ha'ara I also heard from Rav Tversky, but interestingly enough, that year that we learned the sugyas of Kiddush Hashem, in which we learned this Reb Chaim a few times, but months before that we were learning Eilun Iris. We stopped learning Eilun Iris and switched to sugyas of Kiddush Hashem. We were learning Eilun Iris, and there we were learning, El Malei Nagdua Lechanani Mishava Azaria, or whatever they would have submitted. So there we stopped for a little while to learn the sugya of Kiddush Hashem, well before we switched over officially. So in that context, he said the following ha'ara, which l'chora is very very gishmak and very glatt here, fits in. So the Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah in Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel, says that when there's a gzeras hamalchus, like a shas hashmad, like by the Nebuchadnezzar, so everyone needs to be moser nefesh regardless of the situation, regardless of what the issue at hand is, you got to be moser nefesh, even for shara mitzvos, not just the big three. So there, the Rambam does not make a distinction. He's not machalik between Mrs. Essay and Mrs. Los Essay. So whereas we always think of Yehar Vayavor in the context of Los Essays and not Essays, the Rambam here just says a person gives up his life for shara mitzvos in a case of Shas Hashmad, and he doesn't clarify that he specifically means Lavin, he specifically means Los Essays. Which sounds like you're mechuyev to give up your life not only, if they say, break Shabbos, but also if they say, don't take Lulav. You'd have to give up your life, according to the Rambam. The Nemuka Yosef in Maseches Shabbos is against this. The Nemuka Yosef in Maseches Shabbos, he has rayas from a Medrash and elsewhere, that he holds it's clearly only Mrs. Los Essay that are mechuyev in Yehar Vayavar and Shas Hashmad, not Mrs. Essay. But the Rambam doesn't seem to agree to that. So what was the svar of the Nemuka Yosef? Why is it limited only to mitzvahs los essay, not mitzvahs essay? So the Nemuka Yosef writes, "Devade lo hayu mechuyavim bekach, afilu b'shas egzera, kevan shebiyadam lahavir levatlam, el kama, ela da afilu hachi hayu neragin, mipnei shehaisesh hashat tzrich lekach." So the Nemuka Yosef says, the reason the svara that you can't say there's a din yehag le'avor by lulav, whatever, don't take lulav and say, no, I'd rather die, is because a person's not actually in control of whether they take lulav or not. So a guy could hold a gun to my head and say, you know, don't take lulav this sukkahs. And I could say, I'm going to take lulav this sukkahs. And he said, then I'm going to kill you. I say, I don't care, I'm going to do it. So he can't win that battle. Either the guy can kill him or the guy cannot kill him. He could just tie him up and lock him up and put him in jail. Meaning a person can't control his fate in a situation of taking a lulav. A person says, bow down to Avodah Zarah. A person says, says break Shabbos or I'll kill you. If you say no and you stand your ground, so he kills you and you didn't violate Shabbos. You stood by. You were not over on the los essay. In the case of a positive mitzvah, Mrs. Essay, if you say you're going to do it as much as you want, you could keep saying it, but the guy will kill you before you do it or put you in jail and not let you do it. You're not in full control. So says the Milk Yosef, it doesn't make sense. You're giving up your life for something that you can't actually achieve. You can't actually keep the mitzvah. So there's no Yehar Glein Arvah. It's not a meaningful Mesiras Nefesh to give up your life to try to keep the mitzvah when you can't guarantee anyways that you're going to keep the mitzvah. It's not in your ability to decide that. You hear that, Svara? That's a good Svara. He has a raya also, but that's a very good Svara.
Similar to the Svara that was said last year with respect to Kofan El Mitzvos.
Yeah. It's you can't be kofed the person to well. 1 second, you kofed al mitzvah's essay.
Yeah.
Sukkah any yoshev lulav any notel.
He could make you do something.
He could make you do. I don't know. I have to review the ketosin and see what you're talking about.
Yeah. But losa say to make you not do anything is not a bimanata.
I think that was more a din in the person who's causing. I don't know. We have to look if it's comparable. Either way, so that's the Milkis Yosef Svar is very very clear, very good. So what's the Rambam's pushback? Like, meaning what's the answer to that? So this is built on other Rambam Komas that we're skipping, but apparently according to the Rambam, the Chiyuv of Yahar Le'Yavor is not that a person give up their life. This is very important. Is not that a person gives up their life in order to fulfill a mitzvah or avoid a violating an avera. That's not the pshat in the mitzvah of Yahar Le'Yavor. The chiv of Yehag B'Yavar apparently is to never relent or to never succumb, just to never ever give in to what the Anas demands of you. Even if you'll fail, even if you'll not be able to mekayim mitzvah lulav, but the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, of Yehag B'Yavar, is to go down kicking and screaming, is to make sure that you never give in, you never bend, you never break to the demand of the Anas. And it's Kim'at Mefurish in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Esei Tes. V'zosi Mitzvahs Kiddush Hashem. Ha-Mitzuvim Ba B'nei Yisrael B'chlalam. That's like parallel to the Rambam's Kol Beis Yisrael in the beginning of Yisod HaTorah. Hey. Rotzalomar Mesiris Nafshenu Lamas. Giving up our lives. B'yad Ha-Ones Ala Ha-Vaso Yisbarech V'emunas Yichudo. The Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem is to give up one's life. B'yad Ha-Ones to the person who's being ma'anis you. Ala Ha-Vaso Yisbarech V'emunas Yichudo. It's not an achiev to avoid the avera. That's not the way the Rambam defines it. The mitzvah Kiddush Hashem is don't relent, don't give in, don't succumb to the anas under any circumstances. Profess emunas yichudo and your ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu until that last moment. So if a person is told bow down to an idol, or a person is told violate Shabbos, or I'll kill you, and they die, instead of doing that, they've professed that they believe in Hashem, that they love Hashem, that there's a yichud Hashem, and they wouldn't give in. And they were not over the avera. But let's say the Anas comes and says, don't take a lulav. And this guy says, I'm going to take a lulav. He says, no, don't do it. And he says, and boom, he gets shot in the head. So at the end of the day, he didn't get to take the lulav on Sukkot. So was he Mekadesh Shem Shemayim? Did he do what he didn't do it? Then he said, what are you talking about? B'yadam lahavir levatlam. You can't demand that you're going to end up, you can't decide you're definitely going to end up keeping the mitzvah. But says the Rambam, no, you did, because you went down kicking and screaming. You didn't give in. You didn't cave. You didn't cave. You gave up your life rather than cave, rather than relent. You professed emunas yichuda and ahava, so yisbarech, and therefore it was a kiyum of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the yahar we have for the Rambam, is just to not relent, to not give in, to not succumb to the demands of the anas, even if at the end of the day you're not actually mekayim the mitzvah, or you end up somehow being in violation of the avera, if you could imagine such a thing, you'd still be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There'd still be the chiv of yahar we have. That's what Rav Tversky at the time, I don't think he said this in the shir, but at least privately I remember. So he said he read in I don't know, I don't really have access to the book, but something about an account of Rav Menachem Zemba's time in the ghetto, that Rav Menachem Zemba had said that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is sort of tully in any given scenario. So in the case of the Holocaust, in the case of in the Shemad of the Holocaust, so the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Nachum Zema thought, was to fight back against the Germans, against the Nazis, even if you would lose. And what Rabbi Nachum Zema explained is that the pshat in Kiddush Hashem in that context was not about winning and like beating the Germans. The pshat was not succumbing, not giving in, not rolling over, but rather being unrelenting and fighting back. And that's a key in Kiddush Hashem. I think Rabbi Nachum Zema was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto uprising. He was running across the street and was shot down or something. That's not the only opinion. The Chafetz Chaim probably disagreed with that. Either way, so B'Shaito, sort of Tversky suggested that this Yisod that we just developed, that's what the Rambam, his Shita about Karka Olam and everything is really built on. This is really amazing, actually. The Chir V'Yahag V'Yavor is not don't do the Avera. The Chir V'Yahag V'Yavor is don't give in. Don't relent. Don't succumb, like we said. So if the Chir V'Yahag V'Yavor is you need to avoid the Avera at all costs, so then... How could you tell an Isha Tehar V'Al Tavor by Gilei Raos? She can't win. If the guy wants, he'll chain her and he'll be ma'anis her that way. She can't win. She's Karka Olam. She's a passive role. She can't avoid being a nanas in this situation. So therefore, you can't demand of the Isha that she give up her life in order to avoid the Isser of Gilei Raos because she can't win. She can't be the deciding person on whether she's going to violate the Isser. It's not up to her at the end of the day. If the Anas wants, he'll leave Anas her regardless of her opinions on the matter. But if the Chiv of Yahag Yavor is not to relent and never to give in and to go down kicking and screaming, even if it ends up being that the person is netnas and violates the Avera, or doesn't Mekayim the mitzvah, like we said about Lulav, or in the Isha's case, where she's Karka Olam, she doesn't do anything, but she still can't prevent herself from being over on the Isser, so to speak, in that case, she's still Mekayim the mitzvah, Kiddush Hashem. That's still the realm's Kiddush Hashem, because she didn't give in. She didn't succumb. She didn't relent to the Anas' demands. She went down kicking and screaming. Even if she's ultimately forced into the Gilei Raos, she's still in fulfillment of that Chiv Kiddush Hashem. So this Shita that Reb Chaim spells out for us in the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't hold of a p'tur of Karka Olam by Yehar Yavor Gilei Raos Mertzicha. So it's not. It's first of all that it's in Svara. Reb Chaim proved it to us that in Svara by Mertzicha that's true and it carries over to Gilei Raos, and that's why the Rambam doesn't have it. But it's consistent with the Rambam Lishitaso in how he learns the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in general. The mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem is to not give in, regardless of whether you're going to be over on the Isser. So even if you're Karka Olam and there's no way to prevent the Isser being violated, you still have a Chiv of Yehag V'Yavor. It doesn't matter whether you're Karka Olam or you're playing an active role, the Chiv of Yehag V'Yavor applies equally.
Can you just explain that one more time?
The conclusion or the... The Rambam's Shita, the Reb Chaim proves to us, is that there's no chilik between Yehag V'Yavor when it comes to Karka Olam or when it comes to an active role. So what's that based on? So clearly it's based on a diuk in the Rambam, and it's based on Svara of Maichazus, the way Reb Chaim explains it. But it's also consistent with what the Rambam's Shita about Kiddush Hashem is in general, which is the following. If we think of Kiddush Hashem as a mitzvah that a person cannot give in to the demands of the Anas and therefore cannot violate an Isser or keep a mitzvah, then it only makes sense to have a Chiv of Yehag V'Yavor if you can guarantee that you won't break the Torah. So if you can guarantee that you won't do Avodah Zarah because you won't bow down, so you should take a bullet. That makes sense. But if you can't guarantee you're going to take a lulav on Sukkos, so then why would you take a bullet for that? That's what Nimuk Yosef says. The Rambam says, no, you have to take a bullet for a lulav too in Shas HaShemad. Why? You're not going to take the lulav at the end of the day. He'll shoot you for that too. So the answer is the Rambam doesn't think that the mitzvah of Yehag V'Yavor is don't do the Avera, or yeah, do the mitzvah. He thinks the mitzvah of Yehag V'Yavor is stand up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, profess Emunas Yehudo, display complete Ahava for him, and never give in, even if ultimately you're forced into the Avera, or not to be Mekayim mitzvah, you have been Mekayim, you're Chayiv in the Yehag V'Yavor, and you've been Mekayim Yehag V'Yavor by giving up your life rather than willingly doing the Avera. So that's true, let's say, by Lula. So the Anna says, don't take Lulav on Sukkos. You say, I'm going to take Lulav on Sukkos. And he shoots you in the head. So you didn't take Lulav on Sukkos, but you went down fighting. You went down fighting. That's a kiyum of Yehag V'Yavor, and therefore you were chayiv in Yehag V'Yavor in the case of Shas HaShemad, not normally. What about Gilei Raos? So normally speaking, Gilei Raos is a Maisa. What are you talking about? What about a case of Karka Olam? So the Isha is being told, you know, be niveles to this guy. So she's saying, no way. Okay, but she's karka olam. Like, she can't control her fate. She's passive, and she can't control her fate, ultimately. So you might say, okay, so she's karka olam already. She didn't choose to do the aveira, and she's not playing an active role in it. So it's not really a case of yahaviyav, where she can't prevent it anyways. Says the Rambam, no. There's no chilek between karka olam and not karka olam, because as long as she puts up a fight, as long as she displays that she doesn't want any part of this, and she gives up her life, or tries to give up her life, in order to avoid it, that's the chiyuv of Yahar Vayav, or regardless of whether she's successful in that, there's no difference between whether she plays an active role or a passive role, or whether she's mekayim the mitzvah or violates the avera. At the end of the day, makes no difference, she has the chiyuv of Yahar Vayav. Okay. Reb Chaim brings a raya for his, explanation of Maichazis of the Svara from the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia on Samach Beis, famous Gemara, brings this machlokes between Ben Petur and Rabbi Kiva. So two people are dying of thirst, and there's one, you know, single canteen of water that's available for them. So Ben Petur says mutav, that they should share it, and that neither one should watch the other one die. And that's true, even though, Reb Chaim spells this out, I'll read it to you in a second, even though for Ben Petur also, drinking the water would be Shevi Al Taisa. That's what Reb Chaim says. Drinking the water would be Shevi Al Taisa. But even so, you have to, better you should share it with the other guy, so that you shouldn't watch him die. And Rabbi Kiva argues and says, no, I have a drasha. So again, so just to read quickly, v'nir dekenu kaperish hasheni shekasavnu. This proves my pshat in my chazis. This Gemara, mehad yisbab metziyah daf samach beizman alav shneim shayu mahalchem b'derech v'yad echad mehen kiton shamayim v'chulei ad shavar rekiva v'li milchayechi chaymach chayecha kol milchayechicha. Hare the avagav the hasam havei shevat ha'isa. Just drink the water; it's already in your hands. V'odio said lo havei hasam din retzicha klal. It's not even retzicha; you're not even killing. Rak mishum din hatzala. You're just not saving, but it's not killing the other guy. You just drink the water. You still need a pasuk to teach you that your chayecha are kodmin. Ushma mina the dafka behatzala the ikah krad vechayachicha imach the chayecha kodmin. Aval beretzicha the leka krad bechol in your hagvei yavor af beshevi al taise ula avin maise. So Reb Chaim basically explains here, seems pretty straightforward, that even though there is, you know, this case is shevi al taise, and it's only Hatzalah, it's not even Ritzicha, even so, we still need a pasuk of Chayecha Kodmin to teach us that you can save your own life and not save the other guy's life. What does that mean? It means that my svarach itzona, whether I'm Ben Petur or Lamaskana, or whether I'm Rabbi Kiva, Lahavamina, my svarach itzona, what's initially clear to us, is, what's assumed, is that B'Shev Al Taisa, by Hatzalas Nefashos, you'd have to die to save your friend. Meaning, even Rabbi Kiva agrees to that. The Svara Chitzona, even Rabbi Kiva agrees that you should have to, Misvara, die in order that your friend shouldn't die. You should have to give up the canteen. Ben Petura says, yeah, mutav that you should do that. That's the halacha. And Rabbi Kiva says, Elamai, I found a pasuk. A pasuk, a drasha, that teaches you, a gzeres hakasa, that you should drink the water and not give it to your friend. But the pasuk is undoing what the Svara Chitzona was. And, more so, the pasuk only comes and tells us that by Hatzalah you're not mechuyev to forfeit your life for your friend. But if it was mamash a case of Ritzicha, whether it's active or whether it's passive, like our case is, if it was mamash a case of Ritzicha, then avada won't be mechuyev to give up his life, yeharag v'yayavor, even if it was Shevi Al Taisa. That's Reb Chaim's read of the Gemara as a support for his understanding of the Svar Maichazis, which he thinks is the Rambam's understanding of Maichazis. Was that clear in the explanation? Yeah. There are things that we didn't really point out, but the Chaznish like kind of picks apart a lot of parts of the Raya. Okay. So this, I think we have a second for, if you look at that shtickle that Rav Tversky wrote up in Beis Yitzchak, so he explains, this is why it's so critical to know that Reb Chaim was saying differently than Rashi in terms of the Svara of Maichazis. Not that Reb Chaim was saying like the Svara of Neshama Achas, Ikar Neshama Achas. So I'm going to read you Rifirsky's words. This is a little bit, you know, doctor's take, but listen. But Dvarim Elim is Galilanu Taimo Venimuko Shor Rabbeinu Shenata Midirei Rashi Vesala Derech Hadash Bavanas Maichazis. A side note, when he gave Shir, he didn't say it this way, but if you look in the way he wrote it here, he actually presents it as Akasha. Because Reb Chaim says there's two ways to learn Maichazis, one way and a second way. But why don't you just quote Rashi? If the second way was like Rashi, you should have said, or you could learn like Rashi. Or you should say, and the second way is correct. First of all, I have a Gemara above Messiah, and second of all, Rashi says this way. Meaning he just ignored Rashi. So I guess we're of course going to entertain the possibility that Reb Chaim would forget a Rashi. Okay, that makes sense. But what's the pshat there? Reb Chaim left it out. So this, he's sort of coming to answer that. In the way he wrote the shtickle, he's answering that question. This raya from the Gemara Bava Metzia only works for Reb Chaim. According to Reb Chaim, my chazis is koveya she'ein la'abid nefesh l'shem atzal's nefesh. The svara, my chazis, teaches us that you can't kill someone to save someone. It doesn't make sense. It's a tired disaster. It's a stir min eyuvei to say I'll kill this person or to save the other person. And you can prove that that's how you learn my chazis. Why? Because this Gemara is saying that even to save someone's life, rather than let him's life be lost, the svara chitzona is that you would have to give up your life in order to save the other person. Avada v'avada, if it was a case of ritzicha versus dying, you'd have to give up your life as opposed to performing ritzicha. Hapasik shalvachei achichei mach mechadish lanu rak sha'atzalim utaras. Avalini ritzicha afilu b'shevi altaisa asvar kedekai kai. V'hi lech ora raya nitzachas l'deveri Rambam. That's Reb Chaim's raya. However, achim, l'fi havanas Rashi, in kan raya klal uklal. According to Rashi, this Gemara has no shaychus to our discussion. D'may chazis, hi afkoa shel heter devachai bohem. My chazis is basically saying, in all cases in the Torah, mitzvahs are great, but neshamas of Yisrael are greater, so v'chai b'hem gets rid of mitzvahs. In the case of my chazis, it's a hafka of v'chai b'hem. V'chai b'hem doesn't apply because you're not saving a life. You're losing a life either way. V'ilu ha'sugi d'ben p'tura Rabbi Kiva lo ma'iri klal b'isser, rak ba'atzal l'chut. The case of ben p'tura and Rabbi Kiva is not where you're doing an isser in order to save your life, and therefore it's one isser plus one life outweighs one life. There's no isser being done. You're not doing hatzalah. You're not being matzal him. But there's no isser being done. So it's life versus life, but it's not life and isser versus life. It's not a gemara about my chazis. It doesn't relate. It doesn't relate in any way whatsoever. The Rashi was only saying his svar, like we said before, cuts both ways, meaning it has to be. It's relevant. It's relevant to any isser, and also it's only relevant when there is an isser. Here, Rashi saying there's no isser involved in not being matzal your chavero. You didn't do the mitzvah of hatzalah chavero. Maybe. I mean, if the mitzvah applies, even to the mitzvah of Hatzal's Chavera. But there's no Isser being involved. So this is not a case of your life at the cost of an Isser and his life. It's not that case. It's your life versus his life with no Isser. So it's a regular case of Nefesh versus Nefesh. If you think that my chazis means Nefesh versus Nefesh is always a stira, and you can't choose one over the other, like Reb Chaim said in the Rambam, then this Gemara is a raya. But if you think like Rashi, then this Gemara has nothing to do with our Rambam. And therefore, Reb Chaim was dafka, not saying like Rashi. He was saying it his way, because for Rashi, this Gemara would not have any shaychas to our sugya. It's very tief, I think. Okay. So, but again, just in terms of the Reb Chaim itself, that's the pshat why he needed to say like not like Rashi. In pshat, the Reb Chaim itself, so just again, the svara, just to say in other words, the svara is that it's self-contradictory to say I'm being matzil a nefesh when I'm being ma'abed some other nefesh. So the pasuk is telling you that's not the din by itself. You should save your own life in that scenario, be matzil your life. But the drasha never tells you anything about a case of where there's an isser ritzicha. If there's an isser ritzicha, the initial svara holds true, it holds strong, which is that if I'm going to save my life at the expense of someone else's life, that's a tarte disasre, ein docha nefesh mipei nefesh, and Rabbi Kiva and Ben Tura will agree to that klal in general. Yeah? Okay, so this is something very geshmak. I've told Rabbi Per about this in the past. Seemingly, the way the piece ends is a little bit strange, because Reb Chaim gives us he sets up a machlokas Rambam and Tosfos, basically. I mean, he kind of leaves Tosfos after he explains Tosfos and says two ways to say my chazis and only stays in the Rambam after that. But ostensibly, he's setting up a machlokas. The first way to explain my chazis is Tosfos. The second way is the Rambam. But then Reb Chaim says, and it's a Gemara Mufureshes in Bava Metzia that our svara is correct in my chazis, and that even Rabbi Kiva agrees that you can't be docha nefesh mipnei nefesh even b'shevi al taisa, and it's a gemara mefreshes above metziah like the Rambam. Gevaldik. Well, it's not so good for Tosfos, no? I mean, Tosfos is left with an open gemara in above metziah that's completely against them. So, the way, in writing, in the shtickle, the way he writes it is that, meaning, the usually Reb Chaim offers a way out for the other Rishon, because, and he explains it in the shtickle here, that, like Reb Shechter always quotes also from the Rav, from Reb Meisha, from the Mishkan's Yankiv, that Eilu Ve'ilu Divrei Lekim Chaim applies to the Divrei HaRishonim in the sense that you always want to, everyone's right, there's an Eilu Ve'ilu Divrei Lekim, there's a Svara for everyone, everyone has a place, and has to be sort of defended in terms of the sugya. So Reb Chaim always makes an effort to, even if he's going to defend the Rambam, he's going to point out how Tosfos can get out of it. There's going to be an answer for Tosfos. Here, it's an afana gemara, and it's like, oh, Tosfos is wrong and Rambam is right. That's not possible. Reb Chaim doesn't usually leave such open-ended instances. So Reb Twersky, this is like, wow. Reb Twersky suggested, and again, it's in writing, that if you want to read it carefully in Reb Chaim, you'll see that he really addressed this issue also, or at least avoided this issue. So again, the Gemara Metziah on Samach Beis brings the case of two people, one Kiton. Ben Petura says what? Mutav sheyishtu shnehem v'yamusu v'al yiraya echad mehem b'misas o shel chavera. So what's Ben Petura's shita? So the way we say it over is that you have to share, right? But is that really true? Is that what Ben Petura said? What's the critical word there? Mutav. Mutav, best. It's a good chumrah to share the Kiton Shamayim with your friend and not watch him die. Sounds like that if you want to drink the Kiton which you have, you can. But it's a midas chasidus. It's a nice thing to do to share it with your friend. Comes Rabbi Kiva and says, no, there's no room for such a chumrah. That's a chumrah shel shtus. You can't give it to your friend. You have to drink the water yourself. No, that's mutav. It's best if he shares it with his friend, but lav dafka, that's a chiyuv. So according to this, nobody, no man darman the Gemara, entertained the idea that it was usser. Everyone agreed that you'd be allowed to drink the water yourself. It just happens to be Ben Ptura was a little frummer and said, hey, you want to give up your life to save your friend, just to not watch him die, not such a bad idea. If that's the case, there's no raya here whatsoever to anything about a chiyuv v'hag v'yavar b'shev v'altaisa, because no one said you have to. No one entertained the possibility that you have to. That's not what the nidun in the Gemara was. So what was Reb Chaim even thinking from this Gemara? This Gemara has nothing to do with chiyuv of v'yavar b'shev. It's mutav, a nice midas chasidus ben petura that Rabbi Kiva disagrees with. No one ever entertained the possibility you have to give up your life. So clearly Reb Chaim had to understand that when ben petura says mutav, it's a melitza, and it means a chiyuv. Mutav. Why did Ben Ptura say it that way? Because it's an exalted thing to do? Because it's a hard chiyuv to maintain? I don't know, because it's a high level, it's a high madriga to reach to fulfill this mitzvah? I don't know. But it's a good thing to do what you're chayav to do in this case, which is that you must share the water at the expense of your life. It's obvious Reb Chaim's learning that way. You have to learn it that way. Chicken and the egg. But Reb Chaim, just don't learn it that way, and then just we could have a smaller sefer and not have a raya from Gemara Baba Metziah. We might even be able to have a raya from Rashi instead of the Gemara Baba Metziah if you don't have to do this Gemara Baba Metziah. So why did he have to learn it this way? Why did he get stuck on this, that the Rambam has to read the Gemara this way? So this is what Reb Twersky explained. Reb Chaim is saying pshat in the Rambam, and the Rambam's shita is very specific by Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam's shita by Kiddush Hashem is that there's no such thing as a midas chasidus of Mesiras Nefesh. A person can't have a case in which they're not chayiv to give up their life, but they decide to volunteer to give up their life. They're not allowed to do that, correct? We saw that last year, I assume. If we didn't see it, we saw it in Seder. If we didn't see it in Shira, I don't remember. But there's no such thing as a midas chasidus mesiras nefesh. Either you're chayiv to mosir nefesh, or you're not allowed to be mosir nefesh. If there's a case of ya'av rabbi yahari, you're not allowed to give up your life. It's aser. You're not allowed to do that. So if Ben Ptura says mutav, it must be a melitza. Because it can't be that Ben Ptura is saying, it's a nice chumra, nice midas chasidus, even though you don't have to, kill yourself. What are you talking about? The Rambam would never say such a thing. If Ben Ptura is saying a chiyuv, not a midas chasidus, even though he's using the word mutav, so Reb Chaim says, oh, I have a raya, shapir, I have a raya, that this is like the Rambam, like my Havana and my Chazis. If, however, and this is where the important part is, if your starting point is like the Balei HaTosfos in Shas, who do hold, and other Rishonim, who do hold, they disagree, the Kesef Mishnah quotes this, right? They do hold that you're allowed to volunteer Maseiros Nefesh. Even in a case of Yavar V'Yayar Harg, a person can decide to volunteer to give up their life, then what Ben Batur is saying in this Gemara is Mutav! It's a good idea to volunteer to give up your life. He's just saying an optional Midas Chasidus, and then what? The Gemara is not a Raya Bechlal to anything about your Harg V'Yavar in the case of Ritzicha. This is a case of mutav. It's a case of Midas Chasidus. The guy chooses to give up his life. It doesn't prove to you what the chiyuvim are in terms of Ritzicha, of giving up one's life. So when Reb Chaim avoided coming back and didn't come back and say what Pshat and Tosis is, because Reb Chaim never intended to talk about Tosis here, using this Gemara as a raya is only relevant in Shitas HaRambam, because otherwise the Gemara is talking about mutav Midas Chasidus, which is not a raya to Arasugya. It's only a raya to Arasugya if you're in Shitas HaRambam that you're not allowed to give up your life voluntarily. And if it's in Shitas HaRambam, you don't have to come back and answer Tosis. This was never meant as a kasha on Tosis. This was just a raya in the Rambam, if you learn like the Rambam, but it was never meant as a kasha on Tosis because Tosis wouldn't learn the Gemara this way. Tosis didn't learn this Gemara this way. Just one, this is the part that we always come back to. So, where Tursi said in the Reb Chaim, if you read it inside for a second, so the Rambam, Reb Chaim, same thing, writes, V'nira, the chen hu kaper shasheni, like the second pshat, listen to this, shekasavnu, mehad isba metziya daf samach beiz, Shnayim shayu mahalchim b'derech ubiyad echad man kiton shalmayim v'chulei. Ad shabar Rabbi Kiva v'limed v'chei achichei imach chayecha kol min l'chei achicha. What did the Rambam, what did Reb Chaim skip over here? He said over basically the Gemara, except that he skipped what?
Ben-Baturah.
The entire sheet of Ben-Baturah. So he writes, you have two guys on the derech, one bottle of water, etc. Rabbi Kiva said that you should chayecha kol, you should drink the water. Why did he skip over Ben-Baturah? So L'cha'ur Reb Chaim in the V'chulei is bavorning this issue. He said, if I quote mutav, it's only going to confuse you. It's only going to be confusing. The raya is from Rabbi Kiva needing to have a drasha in order to get out of what Ben Baturah said. Trust me on what Ben Baturah holds. Trust me on what Ben Baturah holds. It's only a confusion in the Shitas HaRambam to explain mutav, because mutav is a merlitza ba'alma. You're mechuyev to share according to Ben Baturah in the Rambam. You're mechuyev to share. So Reb Chaim does a little bit of a dot. He does an ellipsis over here to avoid that confusion, because again, he's telegraphing this pshat that you have to learn the Gemara this way in the Rambam. Otherwise, it wouldn't be l'shitaso in terms of Kiddush Hashem. And only in that way does it result in a raya for the Rambam. And it's not a kasha on Tosis, because Tosis wouldn't learn the Gemara like that in the first place. And therefore, he doesn't need an answer for them. Yeah.
Even for the Balei HaTosfos, to give away water could be understood as a Midas Chasidus. Is that different than refusing refuah? Giving away water is not opting to be Moser Nafsho.
Meaning you're saying maybe this doesn't have to be Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos? Maybe it's not considered Moser Nafsho?
Right. This is an area where you could opt to be Moser Nafsho. So when you're not allowed to opt to be Moser Nafsho on refuah and Yom Kippur, for example.
Oh, I understand.
So even that Shitas HaTosfos.
Oh, not. I was saying the other way. You're saying even Tosfos shouldn't have a Midas Chasidus here.
Right, because no one's putting a gun to your head. Okay, you're taking away your refuah. You're not allowed to opt to be Moser Nafsho.
Yeah, I just... it's not Ritzicha. It's a lack of Hatzalah. I hear what you're saying. I'm saying if it were actual Ritzicha, then you would hear it, because you're doing the Isser Ritzicha by drinking the water as opposed to by giving it up. So you're volunteering to not do Ritzicha. That's L'chora. Here you're avoiding the mitzvah of Hatzalah, though. Passively avoiding the mitzvah of Hatzalah. So that's different, and you're saying that's the same thing as passively avoiding the mitzvah of Refuah. Maybe. I don't know. I hear.
What you're saying is that the Midas Chasidus Tosfos is when there's an anas. Here there's an anas.
But here, even if there wasn't an anas, still Ritzicha would happen. You don't necessarily need an anas to tell you to do Ritzicha in order for Ritzicha to be Yahar
V'Yavor. But then the whole Shach V'Tar doesn't make sense. But Chaim's point is that there's not something.
Right. So I said that's not the way out. But the anas wouldn't have made a difference if it was about Ritzicha. Is why I didn't say that.
But it would have made a difference if it was about Hatzalah.
Yeah, for sure. No, if there was an anas, then this wouldn't be a question. Now that there's not an anas, it's a question. I don't.
Right. I mean, that's the improvement. The fact of lack of anas.
No one's forcing you to do it.
One thing that's ironic about this mahalach in the Rambam is that the Rambam never actually quotes the drasha of Rabbi Akiva la'alacha. He doesn't actually paskin like this this Rabbi Akiva. The drasha of B'chei Chichmach he uses for, you know, Rebis Ketsutza, Yotzis B'dayanim. But again, if we're right in the way we explained it, it doesn't matter, because the raya is not from Rabbi Akiva paskening b'chei achichemach. The raya is from the fact that everyone agrees, Ben Batura and Rabbi Akiva, everyone agrees that the svarat chitzona is that you have to give up your life in such a case. And then Rabbi Akiva has a drasha that says you don't. But regardless of what the maskana is, the Gemara clearly displays for us that both of them start with that starting point of regardless of whether it's passive or active, even Hatzalah and definitely Ritzicha would be required, a person would be required to give up their lives rather than do that. Just one second. Something else I'll have to work on. The last part of the Reb Chaim over here. So Lufiza Shapir Pazak Harambam Debarayas Tehag Atavar Bechol Gavni Af Bekaka Olam Kevin De Gam Beretzicha Hadin Kain Deina Nitches Bifnei Pikoch Nefesh Bechol Gavni V'hu Hadin La Raya Stilfin Mina Dein Ba Din Dechia Klal Olam V'al So once you have the raya, b'fizeh, once you have the raya from Rabbi Akiva and Batura, which is machriach, my pshat, and my chazis, now we see that if there were to be such a thing as ritzicha b'shei b'al taiseh, he'd be chayiv in yehar v'yavor. Okay, again, Tosa's case is not ritzicha b'shei b'al taiseh, it's nothing, it's a zero, because he was just, you know, pushed off the roof. And it's difficult to imagine a case which is Ritzicha b'shei b'al taiseh, but if you could imagine such a thing, then you'd be chayiv in yehar v'yavor according to the Rambam. That's what Reb Chaim says here. So the one step that's missing, which I think we alluded to it yesterday, is even once we know that ma'achazus means what it means according to Reb Chaim, that you can't be ma'abed nefesh b'fnei nefesh, you can't be ma'abed one nefesh to save another nefesh, even if it was again b'shei v'al taisa. If you would hold that when a person does an aveira ba'ones in kol tarakula, if a person does an aveira ba'ones, it's not a ma'isa aveira, then the whole thing still doesn't really work. Because if it's not a maisa, then nothing's happening over here. So it's obvious that Reb Chaim is assuming, and it's Lishitaso, and maybe I'll just give you Marmakomos, but it's obvious Reb Chaim is assuming that an Avera Be'ones is considered a maisa Avera, but there's a Petur Onshin. I think yesterday we called it a Maisa Gerua. Not yesterday, sorry. 2 days ago we called it a Maisa Gerua, meaning it's there's kind of like three ways to say it. One is that there's no Maisa when it's an Ones. It's like the person didn't do anything. The other possibility is that there's Yeah Maisa, but there's a Torah Onshin. And the third possibility is it's Maisa Gerua. It's a Maisa, but it's a weaker Maisa. There are differences. So apparently Reb Chaim is assuming that the Ones is considered a Maisa Vera, but with a Torah Onshin. Otherwise, Tehar Gviat Tavor to avoid what? Avoid what? She's being muchrachas to do it. The only reason there's a cause to resist in an onus, b'shevi al taisa, is because the Rambam, according to the Reb Chaim, must be holding that Gila Rasba Ones is considered a Maisa Avera. So that's Lishitaso. We know. Okay, I mean, you know most of the Marmakom already, so it won't take too much of your time. But the Gemara and Ksupas on that Beis and Gimel, Yesh Tainas Ones Begitten or not Tainas Ones Begitten. So if I make a Tanai that this get is on condition that I return, or on condition that I do not return, I should say, and then I try to return, but I get stuck with some Ones on the other side of the river, I'm held up. So Yesh Tainas Ones or not? Yesh Tainas Ones to get, and therefore I was an Ones, but really I was on my way and I'll be there, and therefore it's not a get. Or ain tainas ones, and therefore it is a get because lamaisa I never returned. I got stuck. It was an ones. No one's denying that. But tough luck. That's what happens. So in that sugya of yesh tainas ones min haTorah, Rashi comments in Ksubis on Gimel to explain, I guess, like why or the source for yesh tainas ones begitten ulinar la sasadavar. So this Rashi is perplexing because ulinar la sasadavar means that if a woman is nensa, is raped, so then she shouldn't be punished. Lenar less asadavar, you shouldn't punish her. But that's not our nidon over here. Our nidon over here is, did this guy halachically come back, or did he halachically not come back? It has nothing to do with punishment, with onshin. So Rabbi Elchanan in Ksubis says that al-Karchach, we see that the Rashi here is like the famous Chemda Shlomo, famous because of the Rabbi Elchanan in Ksubis, who explains that a maisa which is done by ones is not bechlal a maisa. So what Rashi is basically saying is that you know yesh tainas ones begitten, and therefore the fact that he was held up is irrelevant halachically, because Lenar Les Asadavar teaches you that when you have someone who does something ba'ones, they were mukhrach, they were forced to do it, that's a hafkas maisa. It's as if they didn't do it, which is why Lenar Les Asadavar, which is why they're not punished, and that's applicable in other areas, even if it's not, technically speaking, about onshin, it's applicable also by yesh tainas ones, because hare, the person didn't do, we don't look at him as if he did or didn't do what he's being forced to do or not do. The Chemda Shlomo brings a raya for that. This we're going to skip for now, just for time, but the Gemara Avodah Zarah Nandalet that our Tosus quoted as well in Nandat Amlav here, about the Machlokas Rami Bar Chama and Reb Zera, which may be this Machlokas, about whether a Behema, which was Nevad, you know, Baal Karcho, Shal Adam, who was forced to do so, has the status of Nevad. Okay, so the Chemda Shlomo is of the opinion, this is Rav Chanan quotes, and thinks it's a Rashi, that a maisa ba'onas is lav shmei maisa. It's not a maisa at all, and that's why you're pater from onshin. However, the Rav used to quote from Chaim that a maisa avera ba'onas is considered a maisa avera, but there's just a patur onshin. And he had a few rayas for this. First of all, he quoted a Taras Kanim. Taras Kanim says that the sir meshtaleach on Yom Kippur is mechaper on onsen. So right away, what do you need a kapara for onsen for? And we have this in the nusach of al chayit also. Al chayit shechatanu v'necha ba'onas v'ratzon. So what do you need a kapara for? On onsen elamai, it's a maisa avera with a ptur. There's a ptur. There are other answers to that question, but there's a it's a maisa avera with a ptur. He also thought it was mefurish in the Rambam, because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, let's say Reish Tzad Dalid, and also in the Minyan HaKatzer, also in the Rambam Sanhedrin Parakhlath, writes that Lenar Sazdavar is an azhara. It's a rule for Basin. That the Lenar Sazdavar is talking to the Basin and saying, if you have such a case, Rahman Tlovan, of an Aram Rasa like this, Loi Sazdavar, don't do anything to her. Don't punish her. So what is Rambam's quoting it as like a mitzvah for the basin? Yeah, because she did an act, but don't punish her for that act. It's a mitzvah on the basin. It's an azhar on the basin that they shouldn't mete out a punishment to someone who violates an avera ba'onis. It was a maisa avera, maybe a maisa grua. It was a maisa avera that was done behechreach, but you shouldn't punish them for that. So Reb Chaim, with those rayos from the Rambam, with the raya from the Taras Kanim, with the raya from Al-Chait, assumes that a maisa avera be'ones is considered a maisa avera. So Reb Chaim is assuming that here as well. This we're not going to get into now, but there's room to discuss whether it has to be true from our case or it doesn't have to be true from our case, because there are other. I don't know if we spoke about the Balamor and the Ramban last year about the Chefta Shel Avera of Yag Ve'Avor. I don't remember if we spoke about it, but there are ways to get out of this Raya. And Reb Chaim also, but it happens to be Reb Chaim is Lashitaso that he assumed this as per the Shmuel from the Rav. Okay, we'll stop here. Shkayach.